I'm reading a book right now. You know what? I'm reading a book right now. You got to get this book. This book is so good. And you know me, I don't read a lot of books. This character's name that I'm reading the book by is, his name is Kevin Trudeau.
They ought to heard that name before.
Yeah, they ought to give this guy some sort of medal, like, you know, like a great thinker.
Yeah.
And the first chapter...
Oh, this is the one with the cures, the natural cures.
Yeah. The book is called, Kevin Trudeau's book, it's called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. And if you read the first chapter about the Federal Trade Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, Congress, and the drug companies... it will blow your mind, I guarantee it.
Yeah,
it'll blow your mind. It'll make you angry. It'll make you insane. It'll make you mistrust all government. The book is articulate, easy to read, and to the point. What is it?
Dude, I just got to say, man, that guy is like the biggest scam artist in the world.
Why? He's been Kevin?
He's been arrested, you know.
Why?
Credit card fuel fraud in the 1990s. He's been fined by the FCC, or FTC, twice.
Yeah, but he explains why. Read the book.
I read the first chapter.
What'd you think?
Dude, curious?
Let me tell you something. His point is that read the first chapter. You read it. You don't like it.
Yeah.
I happen to agree with 99% of it.
Okay.
I really do.
I mean, he's got some points about the way our system's set up. I don't think
he says, and he makes a lot of sense, is that people used to get heartburn. Now it's called acid reflux, and we have 5 drugs to treat it that you have to get approved.
I agree with all that.
They label it a disease. So that only the Food and Drug Administration. I don't want to get into a whole long discussion. If somebody's interested in this topic, go read the first chapter. I could explain it all on the air, but I think it would be very boring to people.
But the food industry is just as sinister.
Right. But read the first chapter. That's all I'm saying. I don't think the guy's a crackpot at all. I think he's absolutely on the money.
Definitely onto something.
Yeah. And as far as him being in trouble with the FDA
government.
And the FTC. He explains that very well. Anyway.
You know, certainly some people would have an agenda with him.